The 35-day government shutdown in late December and January halted federal wildfire preparations throughout the country. For the Sierra Nevada, KUNR found that there were key burn opportunities that were missed in that period. In some areas, prescribed burn opportunities won't happen until later this spring because there's simply too much snow. I'm here with KUNR's Bree Zender, and she has spent the past several weeks mining through interagency data to see what kind of effect the shutdown had on our area. Thanks for being here, Bree.
Glad to be here.
So you set out to find out how the shutdown affected prescribed burns. How did you go about doing that?
Well, first I started talking with some folks at the U.S. Forest Service and, you know, go to the source and see what they had to say, but I didn't really get too far. The media representatives on the national level wouldn't let the employees really talk about what was going on concerning the shutdown. They could only say, you know, we are assessing the situation, and they didn't point me in any particular direction. However, the Forest Service works with a lot of other federal, state, and local agencies on these treatments, so I tried contacting those people. I ended up talking with some folks from the National Weather Service, at CAL FIRE, and at local interagency organizations, and eventually I was brought to this data set displaying all the prescribed burns and other types of wildfire prep treatments in California.
Yes, that data set. I remember you going through all of that information. How long did it take you to track all of that?
I mean, altogether, it probably took me around like 24 hours or so. I was camped out of my desk and at work and at home. I had to click through this map on each individual fire. And if you didn't know, California is a giant state with a lot of prescribed burns. So I had to look up all of these treatments one by one and basically make my own data set.
And so now that you have this information, I mean, what do we take away from it?
So we'll likely never really know like an exact amount of acres that were missed in burning, because every day is just so up in the air because it's dependent on the weather, how many workers are available. However, you know, we can track what happened beforehand, and things are really ramping up beforehand. In just the 3 weeks before the shutdown, the U.S. Forest Service burned about 9,000 acres throughout California, and things were really ramping up. Based on the folks that I've talked to at the National Weather Service, there were some clear good burning days that they couldn't burn.
We've talked a lot about the shutdown, but then right after that, there was a ton of snow in the Tahoe region. What kind of impact did that have?
So with this historic snowpack, some of the higher elevations received over 600 inches of snow. But usually for prescribed burns, a bit of snow is a good thing, especially for pile burns, which is one of the main wildfire prep treatments in the mountains. But these piles are usually 4 or 5 feet tall, and with all of that snow, you just can't reach the piles so that you can burn them.
And now that we have this information from your reporting and we're a couple months out from the shutdown, I mean, what's next?
Well, these agencies are just doing their best to prepare for the next wildfire season. Local, state, and fire officials have told me that with the heavy snowpack, there's going to be a lot of water to feed those plants, so there's going to be a lot more fuel for this upcoming fire season. However, because it was such a moist winter, there's going to be more time to do these prescribed burns before the bulk of the wildfire season starts ramping up. Also, the Tahoe National Forest is now resuming prescribed burns in the Tahoe Basin now that some of the snow has melted, but weather is always permitting for every burn.
So. Right. And, I mean, the government shutdown ended more than 2 months ago, and the news cycle has largely moved on from it. We're not hearing a lot of impact stories at this point. I mean, why should we be talking about this?
Well, several lawmakers, including Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen, have signed a letter back in February saying that they're gravely concerned about the effects on wildfire prep in the West. And also, we as the public haven't really seen a clear answer on this. Fire season is going to be upon us pretty soon. As for the state of California, they're really trying to, you know, make up for this. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency and has called on the National Guard to assist on the work.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. You can find Bree Zender's reporting along with the data set that she built at KUNR.org. Bree, thanks so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Billman.